13, convening at 5:59 p.m. Pacific, 8:59 p.m. Eastern Time. And I guess I could go ahead and call the roll. This is Summer Reese, chair of the National Board, and then we can proceed from there. And if I don't call someone in your office meeting, does someone have the list right in front of them for this meeting? Because it would be better. I mean, I think I know everybody's on the call, but so I'll go ahead and call it. Richard Udell?
Here.
Heather Gray?
Here.
Margie Wilkinson?
Here.
Brenda Medina?
Present.
Teresa Allen?
Present.
Okay, and who have I not called? I think our East Coast members.
Serene Roberts.
Serene Roberts, thank you. And is there anyone from DFW on the call tonight? Okay. And have I failed to call someone who is on the call because I don't have the roster in front of me? Okay.
Katia and Tracy,
that's
the last two.
Katia and Tracy are the other two members who aren't here tonight? Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Question. Is Tracy on the coordinating committee before she is – is she on this committee because she's still chair of the finance committee – or she hasn't been elected chair of the finance committee yet, has she?
No, and I think they're meeting at the same time tonight, so that would explain why she's not on this call right at the moment.
Oh.
She's not likely.
Yeah, that's what I...
Hi. Go ahead.
She All is right. on the call.
She's on the coordinating committee?
She's on this call right now, I think.
Tracy.
Hi. Are you guys talking about me? I'm sorry. My phone is gone. In and out.
We were
What's
debating
up?
Whether you were here or not because we were thinking you were in the finance committee call.
No, the finance committee is not meeting until April 2nd. Margie should know that. She wouldn't know. Barbara would know. Sorry. No, the finance committee is meeting on the 2nd of April. It's not meeting
thank
tonight.
You, Tracy. Okay, so you're here. And is Katia, are you on the call, Katia? Okay, so we're only missing one member then.
Do you want me to call Katia?
Excuse me.
That would be great.
I'll try and call her.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just confused about how Tracy and I are both members of this committee. This is Margie. Because I thought we decided that there could only be one director from each radio. I mean, that's what it says. It says at least one, but the board decided that that meant one, didn't we?
Tracy's an officer, isn't she?
She is for right now. That's probably why you're here. And then next week you're going to decide all that on the finance committee, right, as to who's doing what?
The finance committee had collections at the previous meeting. We had a meeting two weeks ago, and I am the chair and the treasurer. Whether that means that I'm an officer for coordinating committee purposes is up to you guys, but
yeah,
I'm definitely the chair of the finance committee.
Okay. So
hello? This is Serene. May I be recognized?
I'm sorry, who is that?
Serene.
Serene, go ahead, please.
Tracy's not an officer as defined by the bylaws. It says the officers are the chair, vice chair, the ED, secretary, and CFO. She's none of those, as far as I know.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and Mark, and I'm sorry for coordinating. Was there a runoff between the two of you? I don't recall that for coordinating committee. There wasn't, right?
No, there wasn't. I volunteered, and I thought I believed I was the only KPFA director who volunteered.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm just here because Richard asked me to be on the call and said that was appropriate because I was one of the officers because the CFO position was vacant, and therefore the treasurer would be the person to fill that seat temporarily until we get a CFO. I don't really care one way or the other, but that's what I was told.
Okay. Yeah, in the past, coordinating committee has taken up stuff like planning of these meetings and everything. I mean, I don't know. If anybody has an objection, tell me. I think Tracy could stand the committee for now. I mean, we have an interesting situation in being CFO-less for such an interesting lengthy period of time, and that the treasurer position isn't considered an officer, whereas in many organizations, the elected treasurer would be recognized as an officer position, so we're a little different, but that's okay.
Hello.
Does anyone object to Tracy being on the coordinating committee for the time being, or just?
Well, I think this board went through quite a bit of trouble to decide who was going to get to be on which committee, and this wasn't even. This really isn't a matter of interpretation. It has nothing to do with Tracy, you know, personally. But it's
no, I know that.
Right, but I'm saying the definition of the officers in the bylaws is rather clear. So I think we should try to observe the bylaws.
Okay, so I'll take that as an objection. Anyone wish to speak to this one way or the other?
Richard?
Thank you. Go ahead, Richard. And Brenda?
When we were putting out the list, I had all the officers listed over there, and I considered treasurer officer. Robert Schultz considers it an officer. I don't know what the bylaws say. I'll have to look at that and read it. But the main thing that I do remember about the bylaws talking about the treasurer as a position, is that position can't go out and sign things for, can't sign contracts for the foundation like the CFO can. And I'm sure that was put in there for a reason so that somebody would be out there signing contracts they shouldn't be. But every other group I've ever been in, the treasurer is an officer. Doesn't prove to fit the bylaws, I don't know what to say.
Well, I do agree.
Heather, this is Heather.
Okay, Heather. Brenda.
Okay, so let me go. Hold on.
Hello, I just want to say that I'm on the call. This is Katia.
Oh, thank you, Katia. So for the stack, I have Brenda next. And go ahead, Brenda.
Okay, so a couple of things. First, I don't think we should be spending so much time discussing this issue. Two is that the reason why I believe the bylaws set it up where the treasurer is not an officer is because the treasurer is not elected by the national board. It's elected by the finance committee, which is compiled of treasurers of each local station board and some of the national board members. So I would say that it's not that the treasurer would not be considered per the bylaws because it trumps Robert's rules that the treasurer is not a board member. I mean, it's not an executive like position, even though I do understand Richard's point.
Thank you, Brenda. All right, and I'm sorry, did I have someone after Brenda and before Heather? I thought I had another voice there.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, Teresa, did you ask to be recognized previously before
no.
Heather?
No.
Okay, then I didn't miss someone. Okay, Heather and then Teresa. Go ahead, Heather.
So I appreciate the suggestion by Richard, actually, that, and also Tracy mentioning this as well, that the coordinating committee is supposed to have the CFO, and the assumption is that CFO would have information about the foundation's finances. And I think that in lieu of that, the fact that we don't have a CFO, that having Tracy on as the treasurer makes sense to me if we have any questions or issues around finances. So I would opt that she be on until we find a CFO.
Is that a motion?
It's a motion, yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
This is Teresa. I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Teresa, you're next on staff.
That's an interesting point, Brenda. And I'm thinking about, I mean, last year, Bill Crozier did so many things, and he chaired the coordinating committee, and I wasn't sure if the vice chair automatically chaired the coordinating committee, for example. But secretary doesn't really have a committee, and vice chair, I'm not sure if they, quote, have a committee. I always thought that the reason why the treasurer was voted by the committee was because they would act, that's chairing a very powerful committee, and that, I mean, obviously those people would not have a say in who's chairing. But this, but a board member can't, the chair of the finance committee has to be a director. Is that correct, Tracy? Tracy,
oh, sorry, yes, that's correct. The chair of the finance committee has to be a director, yes.
And Tracy has a, can anybody recall who's been on the national coordinating committee for a while, if for the last couple years the treasurer has served on this in addition to the CFO?
I don't think it's been an issue the past 2 years because the treasurer was, in fact, the KPFA rep. Before that, I think it was the same with Summer Reese was the treasurer, and I believe at that time she was also the LA rep on the coordinating committee. So,
okay.
That's right. Yeah, I think it hasn't been an issue for, like, the last 3 years. So.
Okay, well, then my feeling is, for now at least, I think that the treasurer should serve on the coordinating committee. We may or may not in the future want to send this to the governance to ponder the situation. But anyway, so I second it, and I will support her serving at least until we have a CFO on board. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else on this matter?
I have a point of information, Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so who within the national office is currently working or is currently being paid, shall I say, to do CFO-type work?
Well, we don't have anyone for CFO-type work. Maria Gate is the CPA who's basically functioning in a sort of controller capacity in terms of, heading up the team doing all the reconciliations and all the accounts. So, and I know that Tracy has some interactions with her. So, I mean, I don't think it's inappropriate in terms of, you know, Tracy has
Summer, you're going beyond the scope of my question. What's the last name of the Maria person?
Gate.
Are you saying G-A-T-E?
Actually, you know, we probably shouldn't be going over this on an open streaming call. I'm happy to provide you with the information, okay? I forgot that we were saying.
Employees can be publicly named. Employees can be publicly named. We're not discussing salary information for an employee.
No, I understand that, but I'm not sure, frankly, that, you know, I like to respect people's privacy. Anyway, I'll send you the spelling and the name. Anyway, that's the primary person.
Is she the highest
Tamika is involved with, on the
Hello?
Regular operations of the payroll.
Hello?
That name.
Hello?
Yes? Hello?
Is she the highest level finance person in the office at this point?
It depends on which aspect of, you know, finance that you're talking about. Things are broken down into different tasks for different people. You know what I mean? Tamika is the person that's, you know, actually dealing with stations when we have to move payroll. I mean, there are specific functions allocated to specific people.
Who is the single person who is doing work most like a CFO? That's really what I'm trying to find out. You're giving me lots of other things.
Well, because we don't have anyone filling that position. We, frankly, there isn't anybody,
like a CFO. Maybe I'm not being clear. I'm sorry. Let me try to rephrase.
I understand what you're getting at, Serene, but what I'm trying to say is without a person in that leadership role, I'm dealing with all the different individual people, and there's a hierarchy flowing down from there. You know, Tamika dealing with the individual people in individual accounting capacities. Maria is at the top of the food chain of what's actually going on with reconciliations. It would really depend on which part of the finance functions or accounting you had questions on, you know, if you wanted to have one of those people participate in a call. But it isn't, because we don't have someone in that management position, it isn't like all information is flowing to one individual who can then disgorge it to you. Tracy's been interfacing with Maria on specific things to do with budgets and spreadsheets and other things, you know, people interface with Tamika. Obviously, at a lower level, we have people handing specific tasks. But those are the two people that are most engaged with, Maria is most engaged with the actual, like, spreadsheet work, as it were. So, and Tamika is more involved with functional, operational, you know, movement of expenses. So it really is broken down depending on what the functional task is right at the moment. So, is there anybody else with anything on this issue? And if not, we could just go to a vote. Okay.
This is Serene. I think that the bylaws are clear.
I'm sorry, whoever that is. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
I think the bylaws are very clear about who the officers are and who the officers are not. And I'm concerned that at this point we're trying to essentially amend the bylaws on this call to add someone who is not an officer as defined by the bylaws to add them to a committee. What is that about? I think we should observe the bylaws. I think it's more than a good idea.
Thank you. I mean, certainly none of the staff members could substitute in place of the bylaws in a more functional fashion. In another organization, the treasurer would be an officer.
Teresa Kostak.
I just, you know, to be clear, any one of those people could perhaps answer a question, but most likely it would be more appropriate on the finance committee for them to answer questions. There's no one from a staff perspective that could substitute in as an interim CFO from a bylaws perspective on this committee. You know, there wouldn't be any way to do that from a staffing standpoint either. Teresa.
Margie wants to be on the
phone. Thank you.
I disagree with Serene on this. I think that the people you're referring to are not management. If the CFO if the CFO were in place, or if we had an interim CFO, I would expect them to sit through these meetings and give us answers and weigh in. Certainly, if we discussed, we want to have a face-to-face meeting in May, and then the CFO would weigh in about how if we could afford that. And certainly, those kinds of questions will come up. And I think that that right now, the head of the finance committee and the treasurer would be the best person to answer those questions. I think better suited than someone that is working on various projects. And I won't say these people are clerical, but I think that it's a better person to have the treasurer on the call, at least until we have a CFO. Thank you.
Thank you. And some of it does go well beyond clerical, and that's what I'm trying to say. Things are very task-specific. You know, I mean, someone like Tamika is handling a wide range of administrative functions, but go beyond that, it wouldn't be appropriate to try and put one of these staff members into that CFO position. I mean, in reality, I'm the person that's having to juggle everything at the very top because we don't have any of these other positions covered. So I do concur that I don't think it's inappropriate to have the treasurer on the call as someone who's directly interfacing with, financial information and could perhaps provide some of that from a different perspective than I can. So,
Richard,
2 cents.
Richard to the staff.
Thank you. Margie and then Richard. And then we should go to a vote. Go ahead, Margie.
I just want to say that, I agree that the bylaws are clear about who's an officer and who's not. And I'm feeling sort of blindsided that I would have thought about this ahead of time if I had known that this was going to be a proposal. But it seems to me would be perfectly appropriate to have Tracy on the call to provide us with information and advice, but not as a voting member because the bylaws are so clear about who the treasurer is, what the position of the treasurer is.
Okay. Thank you, Margie. Richard.
Yes. The question about officers, I'll give that to Tracy's not an officer. I haven't read that part of the bylaw. But I heard the motion when it was made was that Tracy would be on the committee until the CFO came on board. And it wasn't as an officer. It was as a financial person. So that's apples and oranges.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Shall we take a vote on the matter one way or the other so we can get on? We're at 6:19 and... Brenda, go ahead.
I have a friendly amendment to add to that motion and say that Tracy only serving as the financial representative would be a non-voting member.
Okay. So we've got a main motion and amendment. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Is that from Serene? Okay. Thank you. All right, so we have the main motion, which is that Tracy Rosenberg be allowed.
Stack. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm not sure that it's appropriate to expect her to come and not be a voting member. I think that Janice Lane Hewitt, for example, we might be encouraging her to attend the frat, for example, or not the frat, but there was another. Maybe she was she expressed interest in, for example, in being on finance committee, but she, according to the bylaws, can't be on the finance committee. I think it's kind of a delicate position to have a person expected to be on the meeting, on the call, and give input, but not be able to vote. I think that's a little cumbersome. Just a thought. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Do people feel the need to talk more on it, or may I just state what the main motion and the amendment?
I would like to offer what I think is a clarification, what I hope will be considered a clarification.
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Thanks. It seemed, Teresa, that you thought I was saying that one of those other people should be on instead of Tracy. My query was whether or not there was someone who was doing CFO-like work who could qualify, and Summer's answer is, well, they're doing different people are doing different things, and no one really comes close enough to a CFO to even, you know, be relevant to the work we're doing here. So I did not make the suggestion that since no such person exists, I could not have made the suggestion that they then replace Tracy. And I think it's perfectly reasonable that if it is believed that Tracy has information that is accurate and reliable and important to the work that the committee is going to be doing, that she do that work, but it does not make her a member of the committee. We just went through a vote by the full board where they decided that at least one meant only one, and people were not allowed to, directors were not allowed to join committees in which, you know, where they were interested in doing work. So I think it's a little inconsistent, shall I say, to then try to change the rules for this committee.
Thank you. All right. Is anyone opposed to voting at this point, or may we do so? And I'll go ahead and state everything. The main motion on the floor is that Tracy Rosenberg, as national treasurer, be allowed to participate in full on the coordinating committee until such time as a CFO or interim CFO is hired or selected. And the amendment is that she be allowed to participate in terms of giving financial information, but not as a voting member. Correct? So we will vote on the amendment first. So if you support the amendment, which would ask Tracy to participate to give financial input, but not to participate in votes, then you would vote yes on the amendment. If you do not support that, then you would vote no. And then either way, we'll go to the main motion, either as amended or as not amended. And the main motion, if the amendment doesn't pass, would allow Tracy to participate fully. And if neither passed, then she would be thanked and wouldn't participate at all in the coordinating committee. So the first thing we're going to vote on is the amendment, which is that Tracy Rosenberg, as national treasurer, be allowed to participate for financial information, but not as a voting member. I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll on that because
Serene. Just a slight correction. We should say board treasurer because there is no position as national treasurer.
I'm sorry. Sorry, board treasurer. Thank you, Serene. I was fumbling there and I'm still sick. So, thank you. Richard, if you could call the roll. This is on the amendment, which would allow participation of the board treasurer to give financial information but not to vote. If you support that, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. And then we'll go to the main motion. And Mr. Secretary, if you could call that, please, I'd appreciate it.
I'm not the secretary here. So
I know you're not secretary here, but I was hoping you had the roster in front of you and you could
do
what
you
want me to do.
I can do it.
Thank
you. Margie? Yeah, wait a minute. I'm voting on the amendment. Yes.
Yeah. Heather?
No.
Serene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tracy? No, Tracy doesn't get to go on this, I bet. Teresa?
No.
I bet I get to vote. Richard? No. Does Summer get to vote on this?
Yeah, I'm not
sure.
The chair of the committee, so I'll vote no.
Excuse me, Katia, did you come on this call?
Yes, I'm here, and I would vote no on the amendment.
Okay, thank you. I think that is that everybody? That's 5 no's and 3 yeses.
Okay, so the amendment failed, and now we go to the main motion. The main motion would allow the board treasurer to participate in the coordinating committee fully, including voting, until such time as a CFO or interim CFO is retained by the organization and joins the coordinating committee. If you support that, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no or abstain, please. Richard, if you could call it again. Thank you.
Okay. Marty?
No.
Heather?
Yes.
Brenda?
I abstain.
Shereen?
No.
Summer?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see who all we got.
You got Richard
and
Katia left.
Myself. Okay, I'll vote yes. And Katia.
Yes.
I'm like I'm leaving somebody out. Because we had 8 total before. Oh, there's an abstain. Okay. 5-2-1.
So the motion carries, correct? Okay, thank you. Richard, thank you, everyone. Okay, thank you, Tracy. All right, so, you know, we should move on to officer elections. So let's get that done. We started before we were streaming. Is there a nomination for chair of the coordinating committee?
This is Teresa.
Yes, Teresa.
Brenda Tusak.
I nominate Richard Uzzell.
Thank you.
I'll second.
That's Heather. Thank you. Brenda?
I nominate Margie.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second. Serene?
Okay. So I think what we'll end up doing is there are 2 contenders, and if they're both willing to serve, is we'll have to do an email vote like we've done for the other committees. No big deal. We can do that. Maybe for tonight. Perhaps I should chair for this evening just so we get through the evening, but we'll go ahead and do an email vote. Are we okay with doing that by tomorrow or something so we have results by the end of the week? Is that okay with people?
Sure.
This is Richard. I'm willing to serve.
You're willing to serve? And, Margie, are you also willing to serve?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. So why don't we go ahead and take nominations for vice chair and for secretary, and we'll see if where we get with that. Is there a nomination for vice chair?
This is Tracy with a point of order. I don't think we have a vice chair for the committee, just a secretary.
Oh, thank you. I was feeling overloaded there. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Save ourselves some torture. Yeah.
Yeah, see? Okay, are there any nominations for secretary for the coordinating committee? See, and now it's all silent. Okay.
Hello?
Nobody ever wants to be secretary.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Serene. I nominate Teresa Allen.
Thank you.
I'll
second that. Teresa, how are you feeling about that?
This is my problem. I don't mind being secretary for development, personnel, and affiliates.
Oh, my gosh.
But the problem is...
Tracy for the stack.
Frequently coordinating committee has meetings on Monday nights, or they have in the past, when I'd like to be somewhere else, and I could never never be doing minutes at the same time. So, I mean, I don't mind doing it occasionally, but to be the permanent secretary, that will not work. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. It sounds like you're already being all secretaried out on three other committees.
Okay. Tracy for the stack. In deference, I knew that Teresa was the secretary for quite a few committees. So if we're randomly nominating people, can I nominate Brenda?
Thank you. Any second?
I'll second. And I haven't even seen a minute.
Second.
Brenda, how do you feel about being secretary?
What's encompassed in writing in the minutes? I mean, I can. Is it the same as a PMB meeting, or?
It's just, you know, I mean, seriously, minutes really are supposed to be pretty short items and not actually encompassing all the discussion and minutiae, but really just the action items taken, like, you know, what we just did, right? We took a vote, and there was the amended, you know, the motion and the amendment. The amendment failed, and the motion passed, and keeping track of the vote on that. I mean, frankly, if you do all those things, you've hit all the marks that are necessary to be a secretary, which is keep track of what actually happened. Not everything that happened in between, only we'll talk about it. So.
Okay, well, then if that's the case, then I accept.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Okay, so.
Great.
Point of information.
Teresa.
Obviously, the secretary works closely with the chair, but my question is, who schedules the meetings on KPFTX? And who sends out the agendas?
Well, typically agenda preparation is supposed to be secretarial, and so is meeting setting, but it's that person to work with the chair. And I would hope that this committee, like all the others, would get scheduled for the whole year. I found it very disturbing when we had years that things weren't scheduled for the year, whereas when they are, everybody's happier. So hopefully we settle into what our routine is, coordinating committee, quickly also, and decide what those meeting dates look like. So
thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah. All right, folks, so we're at 6:30. What do we want to get accomplished today in the next hour? Because coordinating committee certainly should be
a just a quick thing before you move on. Who's sending out the ballots, and what are the deadlines we agreed on?
Okay, I hope so. We'll go back to Chris Nera. It's really just one or the other. Are we fine with having a deadline of tomorrow night? Can we all do this by tomorrow, or do we want a little longer, like till Thursday? Just tell me, because I think this isn't a big deal. There's only a few of us here. Is tomorrow night fine with everybody, in which case?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't Richard, I can't ask you to do anything because you're a candidate. So, you know, I've got the roster. It's just... if I send you all a note when we get off the call that says, please send your selection for coordinating committee chair to Chris Nera by close of business tomorrow, will that be sufficient? It doesn't have to be a separate ballot. I can never open those things anyway. She'll separate out your
Summer?
Yes.
Summer, this is Heather. I'll do that.
God bless you. Okay.
Okay.
So if that's sufficient for everyone, it's just you just send back the name you want, okay? And then she'll sort it and we'll know by Thursday, okay?
Point of information?
Yes.
Who is taking minutes right now?
Well, I guess we could ask our wonderful new secretary if she would take minutes now.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to write down what we just passed. So just give me a second. I don't type as fast as I should.
Okay. Thanks, Brenda. Cool. All right, so Heather will take care of that and send a note out to all of us to vote for either Richard or for Margie by tomorrow evening, okay? And then we'll have
What is the time? What's the deadline? 5:00?
I was going to say by close of business. In reality, Chris isn't going to see them until the following morning, but if we say close of business, that way we all know we're supposed to get it done by
What time is that?
Why don't we say 7:00? How's that? 7:00 tomorrow night, okay?
7:00.
California, Pacific time?
Yeah, 7 p.m. Pacific. That way people can get home from work and stuff, okay?
It's 7 Pacific.
All right, and then she'll let us know the results on Thursday, okay? All right, thank you. All right, for the rest of this evening, shall I chair for this evening so that we get through a little bit of other coordinating business, perhaps?
And, yes.
Then after that, we can go to whomever is chosen. Okay, thank you. All right, I'd like us to, if we could, you know, make our recommendation on the scheduling for the year, and then we can pass that or ratify it at the PNB meeting, hopefully on Thursday night, which would be that we have our regularly scheduled telephone meeting for the second Thursday of each month, with our continuation meeting reserved for the fourth Thursday of each month, and that we can decide on the meeting of the second Thursday whether or not we need to utilize it that month. But we'll go ahead and reserve all those days. I haven't looked at the calendar, but that's usually towards the holidays. I don't know what's going on with the phone there. So it's usually towards the fall that we have to take a look at those Thursdays, because they start to get bumpy there, because we got, yeah, we probably end up on Thanksgiving.
Point of order?
Yes. Serene, go ahead, please.
Yeah, can we have an agenda for tonight's meeting before we start going into each item? It's 9:30 here, so let's set an agenda and set times and then go into depth.
Well, okay, I think that the first thing on the agenda should be scheduling the meetings for the year for the PNB so that everybody else can get scheduled around that. And I'm proposing that we essentially stick to the same schedule that we've had for the last 2 years because I understand, Serene, and I'll take agenda items from other people. I mean, the coordinating committee in the past has dealt with scheduling agendas, and Heather had brought up perhaps we wanted to start tackling some strategic planning for the organization overall. If you want, I'll go around the room once and see who may have an agenda item that's appropriate for coordinating. This is a fairly new group on coordinating committee this year, so.
I totally understand. I just think it's useful for us to set an agenda before we start diving into the items on the agenda.
I agree, Serene. That's fine. So, well, my first agenda item would be scheduling the meetings for the year. Let me go around the room and see what other people would like to put on the agenda, okay, and then we'll see what we can tackle. So, Serene, do you have anything you'd like to put on the agenda or that you – hope that we'll pass the season for address.
Hello?
Hi, Serene. I was going to you first because you had raised the issue. Is there anything you would like to see on the agenda?
You can come back to me. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Katia, is there anything that you would like to address on the coordinating committee this evening?
I'm new to the coordinating committee, so I would defer to those that have the experience on the committee.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go probably to Teresa and Tracy and work my way out from there. Go ahead, Teresa.
No comment at this time. Oh, wait a minute. What specifically is the question?
Just do you want to add something to the agenda for coordinating committee discussion this evening? You know, just to put some meat on the bones here, because we don't have an agenda for the evening, and, you know, I have an idea of some of the things I think we should handle. But
like to say one thing, and I must admit this is something that Heather brought up. I think that this foundation, this board, these previous boards have done, like, zero strategic planning. And it would be so wonderful if at some point we could get people working on big chunks of strategic planning. And another thing that is very high on my priorities are the places where we can work as a network. And, for example, the presentation that was given at the National Board on coordinated bank services, and the information I've sent out on the car donations, for example, I'm thinking that those are the kinds of things that might have to come through the coordinating committee. So if not at this meeting, certainly I would like to put those two items, strategic planning and coordinated items that make us, where people see that we're acting as a network, I'd like to see those on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we'll add those to at least discuss them. I'm going to go to Tracy. Has she been on the committee before?
I don't have anything to add.
Okay. Heather, I'm going to go to you to pick up on that strategic planning thing for a second, and then I'm going to go to Margie and Brenda and Richard. Go ahead, Heather.
Well, I would hope that the coordinating committee would begin the process of strategic planning for the PMB. I know I sent out something to everyone about this. What I was thinking would be a good idea is that the coordinating committee begin setting up some kind of strategy for this, but also to come up with some ideas and directives to some of the committees themselves to be working on this, and that we come up with some sort of date for when we could have some closure or draft of a strategic plan for Pacifica, maybe 4 months, 5 months, but it's something that we'd have to have a considerable amount of discussion about. So I would like to see us beginning to do that. And I know that another item that the coordinating committee tends to work on is a discussion about in-person meetings. So I think that's another item that we need to discuss as well. But you know, that's a lot for one night. This would be for ongoing meetings, I would think.
Thank you, Heather. Yeah, we definitely deal with the coordination of the in-person meetings on this committee, but I kind of figured since we just had one, we probably weren't going to get to that just yet. But we could, of course, have discussion as to what we think the planning should be on that. Margie.
Well, I'm not exactly clear what the role of this committee is. I don't want to add anything to the agenda for tonight, but I would like to know if this is the place where we might have some discussion about how to make our meetings run more smoothly and, you know, and be able to accomplish business in a more timely fashion. It seems to me that we spend a lot of time that feels like it might not be necessary. So, but I don't know if this is the place to have that conversation or not.
Well, you know, Margie, I think this would be as good a place as any to discuss how to streamline our meetings and make them more effective, frankly, you know, because we coordinate the meetings here. So,
okay. Well, then I'm not suggesting that for tonight's agenda, but, you know, soon.
Okay, thank you. Well, Brenda, thank you for taking notes, because I think at least we're getting some ideas out on the table, and it would be nice to use all these committees as productively as we possibly can. And I think that's very valid, Margie, we need to work on that. Brenda, your thoughts?
No thoughts right now. I think that's more than enough to deal with right now.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Richard.
Yes. I briefly looked at the material that Heather sent out, and I would ask that she would resend it to all of us so we'd be sure that we have it. I think that's a very valuable thing that hasn't been done, and this committee could really help the whole workings that way, and maybe in some of that, the stuff that Margie's talking about how to better organize our meetings so that they do accomplish something, maybe that could come into that too. But nothing for tonight.
Okay, thank you. All right, so shall we say we'll deal with the scheduling of the meetings for the year, and then let's have a little bit of discussion on maybe what we want to do at the next meeting in terms of strategic planning discussion. Those are the items. I mean, we went to meetings of the year, strategic planning. Brenda, if you could, did you take notes as to what the order was that were sort of popped out? I mean, how to work better as committees, how to more effectively utilize our time, you know, on the PNB. And there's one other thing after strategic planning that Teresa had mentioned tonight. Oh, things that make us work better as a network in terms of coordinated activities, you know, correct, Teresa? So if nobody minds, if we could jump straight into planning the meetings for the year in terms of agreeing on the schedule so we could present that to PNB, I'd love it if we could do that.
And if we could set committee meetings for the year, or at least, well, tentatively for the year.
That would be good as well.
Was that Serene? Can you repeat that?
If we can set meetings for this committee.
Oh, okay.
Or set a process by which we'll determine what is the best night for people if the decision can't be made tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess I'll go back to my original proposal, which is that we stay with the second and fourth Thursday schedule that we've had for the last 2 years, predominantly because all the other wheels in the network have been set around that schedule. So I tend to encourage every committee every year to stick to the previously set schedule unless it's violently in opposition to some of the new members' own schedules, because there are so many committees going on both locally and nationally that having those discrepancies worked out so there aren't overlapping committee commitments is very helpful. So my proposal is that we propose to the national board as a whole that the PMD meetings for the year telephonically be set for the second and fourth Thursdays, with the second Thursday being our primary meeting, and the one, if we need to have it on the fourth Thursday, would be a continuation meeting of that meeting. And if that's acceptable, does someone wish to second that?
Point of information.
Sorry.
Did you say the fourth is the regular meeting and the second is the make
no.
is the
No, okay, no, no, no. The around. Second okay. Thursday, yeah, the other way. The right. second Thursday, which is the first meeting of the month, would be our regular meeting. Yeah,
right.
And then the one after that would be the follow up if we
Thank
need
you.
It.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you need a second, I'll go ahead and second that.
Okay. Thank you. And was that Brenda with that question or no? Okay. I thought someone had a question.
Hello?
Is there any opposition? Who is? Go ahead.
I actually would like to suggest that we reverse that and make the fourth meeting the regular meeting and the second the follow-up if needed, because we have three local station boards that meet on the second Wednesday, which means that for many of us, since, well, the meetings run long, at least in New York, we've been getting out of meetings at midnight or close to, that most people have a late night Wednesday, and then these Thursday PNB calls, especially with the executive sessions, have been running to past midnight. So I would actually think it might work better if, in fact, the primary PNB meeting was the fourth week, and then the follow-up, if necessary, and there would be an incentive for people to get the work done on the fourth so they don't have to do two very late nights back-to-back on the second Thursday.
Okay, is that an amendment, Serene?
Well, it's the opposite of what you suggested. So, well,
or a substitute,
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Is it a substitute?
Yeah, I think it's more of a substitute.
Okay,
I'll second
thank
that.
You.
Okay. That.
Thank you. Do you wish to be heard, Richard?
Brenda, no, I was just seconding Serene's motion.
Okay.
I think it's a good motion.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else wish to stack? Anyone else wish to be heard on this either way?
Brenda,
go ahead, please.
Okay, so a couple of things. One, I'm going to support the substitute just because I'm thinking of the KPFK local station board meeting, and sometimes people bring up issues that they want us to bring up on the PMB or any of that sort, and so I think it would be more appropriate for us to have the fourth Thursday be the regularly scheduled meeting and do a carryover on the second Thursday, just because I know for our station, I'd be able to bring up issues on the local level to the national level. And then my second thing is, and maybe this is after we take the vote, but would there be a time certain for the second meeting to make sure that we're not having like a full-blown meeting for the following meeting, like we can condense it or something to that effect? That's it.
Thank you so much. Anyone else? All right. If we're done, then we can take a vote on the substitute and the main. I'm sorry, was that someone? Okay. All right. And I'm, personally, either way is fine with me as long as we stick to the two Thursdays. All righty. So we're going to vote on the substitute first, which is that the fourth Thursday would be our main regularly scheduled meeting, and we would only meet 2 weeks later on the second Thursday of the following month.
for a continuation meeting if it was necessary. All those in support, Brenda, if I could prevail upon you to call the roll, please. All those in support of the substitute motion, please vote yes, and those opposed, vote no or abstain.
Okay. Give me one second. All right. So this is, we're voting on the substitute motion, which is to have the fourth Thursday be the regular scheduled meeting and the second Thursday be the follow-up or the carryover meeting if necessary. So I'll go with from east to west.
Point of information. I'm sorry. Sorry that I'm just being
confused. Go ahead.
The substitute is, tell me one more time what the substitute is.
It just reverses the order so that the fourth Thursday of the month would be our main meeting, and we would only meet on the second Thursday. It's the way you first asked it, actually, and you'd only meet on the second Thursday if we needed to as a continuation.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Okay. So we'll go Serene.
Yes, thanks.
Okay. Katia?
Yes, on the substitute.
Okay. So now I'm going. Teresa?
Sorry, Serena. I say no.
Okay. Give me one second. Richard?
Yes.
Okay. Margie?
Yes.
Okay. Tracy?
I don't really care. I guess I'm staying here.
Okay. And I say yes. So the vote is 5 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention.
Good.
I didn't vote. I'm sorry, Brenda.
Sorry,
I didn't vote.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem. So I'll vote yes as well.
Okay. I so apologize.
And
okay.
No,
let me write down everybody's
Brenda.
Name.
And no, just like I didn't have the roster at the beginning. I'm going to abstain. I'm fine either way. So we're good.
Okay, so 6 yeses, 1 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay. Beautiful. So is there any objection to the substitute motion becoming the main motion so we don't have to take another vote? And hearing none? Okay, very good. So that'll be our proposed schedule to the PMB, is that we will meet still second and fourth Thursdays, but the fourth will be the main meeting, and we'll only meet on the second if necessary, okay? And we'll go ahead and reserve those dates, and we'll deal with November when we get a little closer to it, because that's always where it gets dicey with Thursdays. So, all right, very good. That's been taken care of. Thank you, everyone. Why don't we deal with the schedule for the coordinating committee itself? In the past, Teresa's right, we traditionally met on Mondays. I've been on the committee long enough, I should know which Monday it is, but I can't say I recall right at the moment, because I was also on the FRAC committee for like 2 years, and it met every two Mondays a month. So I was on a call like every Monday, every month. So I'd have to go back to the calendar to figure out which Monday it was. But why don't we deal with whether Monday is the day we want to keep it on?
Madam
Point
Chair.
Of order?
Yes.
Is
go
that
ahead.
To Richard or to me?
Point of order.
I heard a point of order from you, I guess, Tracy. I heard a female voice.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. My recollection is that the coordinating committee met on the first Monday and the frat met on the second and fourth Monday. I have no idea if this year's frat will meet that frequently or not, but that was what the schedule was.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you. I thought it was the first Monday. I was going on the KPFK calendar right now to double check that. So right now, that's been the schedule for the last couple of years, basically. So is there an objection to continuing with the first Mondays? Teresa, you had mentioned some issues with Mondays because of other meetings, but thoughts, anyone?
Richard to the staff.
Go ahead, Richard.
Monday meetings are tough for me, but in
I seemed stuck there for the most part. I was looking through the calendar, and there's an open third Tuesday in August. Who's that, Serene?
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
Hey, I second the dress for a second time. All right, good.
Okay, well, and the fact that we just agreed that the fourth Thursday would be our main meeting would make perhaps moving this to a third anything more logical, because it would be occurring the week before the meeting. And before, you know, we were counting the second Thursday as our first meeting in the month, so we would meet in advance of that. So is your motion, Richard, that we meet on the third Tuesday of the month?
Exactly.
And you seconded that, Serena, is that correct?
I did.
Is there any objection to meeting on the third Tuesday of the month? Because I don't care. You know, there's so many meetings. I'm always in a meeting. Doesn't really matter. My life is one long meeting. I know you all feel that with you. All right. So if there's no objection to third Tuesday, I'm game. Are we good with third Tuesday, everybody? And third Tuesday going once, twice, three times? Okay, third Tuesday it is. All right. So, Brenda, I'm not sure. Are you familiar with calendaring things on KPFTX already, Brenda, from other committee work? Or?
No.
Okay. So I'll get John Almella in touch with you, okay, and he can run you through what needs to be done so that you've got your login, your password, all right, and can get in and calendar stuff. And what I would suggest, just like Richard, once we pass this at the PNB, our fourth and second Thursdays for the PNB, he'll go ahead and reserve all those dates for the year except for November and maybe December, because, again, those are the 2 months we always have to deal with. But and, Brenda, I'll have John Almella go through everything with you so you are set up for doing that, and then you could go ahead and grab the third Tuesday of the month for the rest of the year for the coordinating committee, okay?
Okay.
And it's the most convenient way of doing it is just grab your whole year except for some place where there may be a scheduling conflict. Okay. And then we're good.
Okay.
Okay, that was good. Thank you, everybody. So we're through those pieces of scheduling. So now we
Ms. Chair, can I ask a question about I think the way the announcement come out now, they call it all those PMP meetings, it looks like they call them all special meetings. Wouldn't the primary meeting be the regular meeting, and then secondary meeting be the special meeting? That's kind of a nerdy since I'll be right.
Okay, you know, Richard, what you said sounds so logical, but this is Pacifica, so we know logic plays no part here.
I'm going to begin with Otis about this other thing and about the executive vote, so I'll ask him about that.
Okay, well, the thing of it is, actually, I know what the answer to that is in the bylaws, all of our telephone meetings are special meetings. So even when we decide to have a regularly scheduled special meeting, it's still a special meeting. The only meetings that are considered regular meetings are the in-person meetings. So they're still going to be called special meetings. It's that we need to make it clear sort of internally, administratively, that one of them is our primary special meeting and the other one is a continuation meeting. And I think by calling it a continuation meeting, that's the thing that will make it most clear to people, because the one helpful thing about that in the last year or so was that at least we would skip things like minutes, ED reports, CFO reports, everything we'd done at the previous meeting, and we'd jump in wherever we were on the agenda that we had left off and sometimes be able to get some more work done that way. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. That's one of those law things that should be changed, because they call them all special meetings and have a lot of extra stuff attached to it, unfortunately.
Okay, I'd just like to say that was special.
Thank you, Richard. Totally. Like so many things here. Okay, so should we go on to a short discussion as to what we think strategic planning, coordinated activities, and I'm sorry, I have to go back to you, Brenda, with the third item, what that got brought up by Margie. Oh, actually making the meetings run more efficiently. There we go. So Why don't we talk for a few minutes about the, and we'll try to adjourn in half an hour, maybe take 10 minutes on each thing for discussion. Strategic planning, I'd love to be able to let Heather or Teresa, one of the people who brought it up, to at least share your ideas on where you'd like to see this committee spend some energy, and then we could get some feedback and we could take it up on our next meeting. Heather, maybe you'd like to...
Well, this is Heather, but I'd appreciate hearing what Teresa has to say as well. So, Teresa, do you want to jump in and give your comments?
I'll jump in first about coordinating committee. This is, I mean, not coordinating, about strategic planning. And this is something that I noticed with our, my local station board. We have attempted and we've paid money for strategic planning several times, and we have not made much headway. And our chair, who is an attorney and is very strategic, did call to our attention, to a few of us, that in his experience, often the executive director or the director is the person that does a lot of the strategic planning. I know that some people will say, oh, well, but, you know, we have to have everybody involved in this. But we have found that when we hold meetings and we, you know, hold long meetings and we plod through, the next thing you know, the next time we don't get everything accomplished in one meeting or two meetings or three meetings. And then the fourth meeting we have new people, and we're trying to bring them up to speed at the same time as we're trying to come up with slogans and, you know, branding and all of these other issues. It doesn't seem to work. We don't have our general manager at our station does not seem to want to take a leadership role in this. I don't know whether the national staff wants to, but this is something that does need to be considered. Are we expecting the whole board to do the strategic planning, or are we, what role do we expect the staff to? Who takes the leadership role? Who gets the whip out when people don't seem to be doing it? So that's what's on my mind.
Teresa, I mean, I think rightly the executive director position is supposed to take a primary function in strategic planning. But I think it would be nice to engage certain segments of the board in aspects of that. And I guess I'd also like some feedback maybe from Heather, too, in terms of what might be different about what members on this committee would do as opposed to, say, members on the development committee, because strategic planning and development are certainly have interrelated components. And anyway, we're all over-committeed out, but it would be nice to have some concrete objectives and some specific ways for board members to engage. I do think national office staff has to take a lead role in dealing with staff overall and what is done from a manager perspective in terms of strategic planning, because that's part of the expectation, I believe, in terms of having staff. But it would be nice to be able to utilize everyone's talents and energies effectively this year to work, you know, together collaboratively on this. So, Heather, maybe you could give your thoughts in terms of the role that you think members on the coordinating committee could take and how that interrelates with what people on development would be doing and et cetera.